Yeah, I'm gonna maybe I'll jump in here a little bit. I share, I think, the opinion of other board members when it comes to this definition of waste generated within the state. A couple of things, maybe a little bit different approach. One of the things is, if you look just in the proposed regulation, you have nearly a page of text for definition that refers to statutory language, which, when I looked it up, was several more pages of text. Do we really need 5 pages of text to determine whether waste is from Maine or not? You know, I just, it's almost painful to try to figure out what's waste within generated within the state and what's not. That being said, I do agree with what others have said, but the fact that the legislature recently went through a process to establish this definition, you know, perhaps if the legislature had done that 10 years ago, I might have a different approach. But this is recent. This is new. And no, not because Mr. DeShane was on the legislature then. That's not why I would have said that, but I see him laughing. You know, this went through a process and the legislature confirmed that this definition. So again, I don't know that we gain a lot by rejecting it now, other than perhaps, again, making our opinion known. Where I think I disagree with some board members is I am struggling with the environmental justice piece of it. And maybe that's because I do have a different perspective as primarily coming from the regulated community. I agree with what Mr. Parker said right from the onset. If I was an applicant, I would not know how to address this. And that's one concern. The other concern is that, you know, Ms. Clark pointed out that the department is going to be, in a more comprehensive way, looking at this issue and determining how to deal with it throughout, you know, environmental regulation. One concern I would have is that we put something in a regulation now that becomes contradictory to what the department wants to perhaps do later after they've looked at it a little bit more, and we're right back to changing the rule again. So part of me, you know, I have the one issue about the non-specific approach to it. The other is, you know, part of me says, why don't we wait until the department addresses it in a more comprehensive manner and then put it in the solid waste rules, just like you do with whatever other rules that the department enforces. So I'm struggling with that piece of it, and being able to be on board with it.